For the first time, scientists have filmed sharks traveling a 500-mile-long shark highway. It's in the eastern Pacific Ocean, and as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, biologists hope to turn the highway into a protected wildlife corridor.
Biologists have been attaching electronic tags to sharks near Costa Rica for years. They knew the shark sometimes traveled south to the Galapagos Islands, but they'd never actually witnessed it. To do that, they took some GoPro-style cameras and attached them to metal frames, along with some bloody fish bait, and dragged them behind a research vessel for almost 2 weeks. And they waited and waited until, says biologist Mario Espinosa, dozens of sharks swam out of the gloom and into view.
We actually document over 16 species of sharks and fish, also sea turtles and dolphins. It's really surprising to see that many animals. Amazing.
Sharks dominated, mostly hammerheads, but also thresher sharks and silky sharks. Sometimes a single video frame captured dozens of them. What they were witnessing is what appears to be a continuous swimway of large marine animals. It starts in Cocos Island in Costa Rica and extends to the Galapagos. The route follows a range of underwater mountains. Some of the tops of these seamounts extend fairly close to the surface.
So this was like the first time we actually document animals using these seamounts. We don't know exactly whether they're feeding or they're like stopping by or using these seamounts as navigation routes.
Underwater peaks as road signs, maybe, or drive-through restaurants. Espinosa is at the University of Costa Rica. The expedition was organized by a Costa Rican group called Pacifico. Pacifico director Stenka Piskulic says it's a challenge to get people interested in some sort of fish corridor in the middle of the ocean.
But finally, we have visual evidence that there is a huge abundance in this area that needs to be protected, that this really is a highway.
Among the sponsors is the Shark Conservation Fund. Its director, Lee Crockett, notes that Cocos Island and the Galapagos have protected areas for fish, but the highway is not part of that.
Once they get outside the protected area, it's, fair game. And there's lots of high seas fishing that goes on for tuna. It's mostly long lines, and they catch a lot of sharks and a lot of turtles.
Some hammerhead shark species are endangered, and others are in decline. Same with many turtle species. The team and its sponsors are hoping to establish something new here, a marine protected area that's not just a patch of ocean or reef, but a wildlife corridor hundreds of miles long in the ocean.
That's why we're excited about this, is kind of the next step in conservation, is to establish these corridors or swimways between the protected areas so they get complete protection.
A highway that doesn't go through mountains, but above them. A great view, for sure, but unless you're a shark, probably not a place where you'd want to hitchhike. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.